This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. An update now on the race for the Republican presidential nomination. The candidates have an important date coming up, November the 7th. It's a Saturday, a couple of weeks from now. Donald Trump is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live. Fun will be made, laughs will be had, and federal requirements will be triggered, obliging NBC to give other candidates equal time. Before you unplug the TV at that prospect, though, let Marketplace's Nova Sappho explain the rules, because it's complicated.
When then-Democratic presidential candidate Al Sharpton hosted SNL in 2003, cast member Jimmy Fallon joked about the network having to offer equal time to other candidates.
Gather the whole family around the TV for the Joe Lieberman special, Hanukkah in Connecticut.
What Joe Lieberman actually got was 28 minutes of free airtime on some local NBC stations. There are lots of reasons why. Equal time applies only to broadcast, not cable, only to stations where the show in question aired. And a candidate has to prove a significant presence in the state where the station is located. Meredith McGeehee of the Campaign Legal Center says the broadcast also can't be defined as news.
Where you can kind of draw the line is the difference between a scripted appearance and an interview appearance.
So Donald Trump appearing on Stephen Colbert's show or, say, Entertainment Tonight is exempt. Trump on SNL won't be. And what about Hillary Clinton? She appeared on SNL earlier this month.
I wish you could be president.
Me too.
Lesser-known Democratic candidate Larry Lessig has a pending request for equal airtime.
It's an open and shut case in terms of the right.
Andrew J. Schwartzman is an election law expert and professor at Georgetown Law School. He says Lessig, who claims to have 10,000 supporters who've donated $1 million, will get something. Schwartzman says candidates usually try to negotiate.
For example, if Donald Trump is on for 30 minutes, a candidate may say, well, I'll trade that right for 10 one-minute spots during primetime.
He says that's a common tactic in local markets and could be potentially more valuable than 30 minutes late at night on the weekend. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.